This weekend kicks off the Iron Butterfly Challenge, and if you've not heard about it, Legacy of Life is behind the virtual event. It lets you run, walk, or paddle in a virtual race over the next couple of days. It didn't start out to be a fundraiser, but was meant as a way to connect families helped by organ or tissue donors. Its memorial ceremony, traditionally held in the spring, had to be canceled because of COVID-19. Here's Legacy of Life's Nancy Downs talking about it.
Usually it's held in April. So when we were quarantined starting in March, we knew that we weren't going to be able to do that. At first we thought, well, we will probably be able to do it in August. But, of course, as things happen, it doesn't look like we know exactly when COVID-19 is going to let up. So I had heard of virtual races. A few other organizations like Legacy of Life Hawaii in Texas and Alabama had done virtual races. My own son lives in northern Washington, and he does virtual races, virtual marathons, and he knew all about it as well. So I thought, I'm just going to give this a try, and it's been a wonderful journey for us because it has brought together all kinds of participants from all over the world. Most of them are connected to organ donation in one way or another. We have many transplant recipients who are doing the Iron Butterfly Challenge, as well as donor families that are working together. There's a donor family group on Maui that's calling themselves the Maui Butterfly Team for the Iron Butterfly Race, and there's about 20 of them. And obviously, they're not going to run together, but they will be doing the challenge together in spirit in different ways. In one respect, somebody commented to me that he really liked the idea of the virtual race because it encouraged a connection between healthy living and taking care of yourself and organ donation. And I thought that was an interesting perspective as well. The platform that we're using is called Run Sign Up. The organizations that do what Legacy of Life Hawaii does in Texas and Alabama had told me that they couldn't say enough good things about Run Sign Up. So I enlisted them. It's a great platform. And they also have the ability to give donations and do fundraising on their platform. And I was so surprised because I didn't turn on the fundraising piece at first. I was so surprised that we got so many donations in the first few days. So that was just gratifying to know people were not only registering, but even after they registered, they were giving donations as well. And there are those who can't, for whatever reason, participate in the race, and they were giving donations. So right now we have about 115 participants, and every morning I get up and I check the stats, and every morning we get a few more. They're, like I said, they're from all over. We have two women from Germany who are doing the 5K their way. And they don't even know each other. And they're connected through Alex O'Loughlin. He apparently has a fan club that is Alex O'Loughlin's fan club for organ donation.
Oh, wow. Mr. 5-0.
I know. So they're big followers of Hawaii 5-0. And they've been fans of Alex O'Loughlin for years, even before 5-0. He did a movie about organ donation. It was one of his first movies. And then someone set up a fan club at that time. And it's just, so it's been there for about 20 years. And they're all over the world. So we have those fans, as well as donor families and transplant recipients and racing enthusiasts from 26 states. 70% are from Hawaii.
So tell us about the time frame. What do participants need to know? When can they do this?
So the race begins on July 18th, and it ends on July 26th. What that means is they can pick their own starting time because it's a virtual race. They register online. They choose their own starting line, whether it's a treadmill, at the beach, or somewhere in their neighborhood. 5K is 3.1 miles, so they can plot their race course on their computer using Google Maps, or they can download a smartphone app such as Strava, and track their distance automatically as they walk, run, or paddle. And some people have Garmin watches as well. They can do it that way, too.
Can you talk about the need? Because what you folks do with your organization, COVID or not, there are families that are desperately waiting for a transplant.
There are more than 300 people in Hawaii right now who are waiting for a life-saving organ. And there are 110,000 people on the mainland waiting. So the need is great, not only for organs, but also for things like cornea, for people who need eyesight, you know. And there is a great need for tissue, especially cornea. There's also a great need for skin donation and bones, just different illnesses that people have. There is always a need for tissue. I think most people would be surprised at how much tissue is used today in surgery and even in dentistry. So by being an organ, eye, and tissue donor, you not only save lives, but you restore lives as well.
So if you want to help out with the cause, you can take part in this Iron Butterfly Challenge and do it your way.
And the most important thing, even if they are not able to take part in the challenge, the most important thing is we want to encourage everyone to register, either at the DMV when they are renewing their driver's license or their state ID, or if they want to go online and register. They can register online just simply by putting in registerme.org, and that will take them to the Donate Life America National Registry, where they can register as well.
That was Legacy of Life's Nancy Downs talking about the Iron Butterfly virtual event that begins this weekend. It's meant to draw attention to organ and tissue donation, a need that doesn't go away even in this health crisis.